This is Terry Mendel, DOD King, an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Group. Please address is on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per a request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Carl Garland, please note the following medical letter, period. The first name is C-A-R-L. Last name is Garland, G-A-R-L-A-N-D. Period. On January 31st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records into the thousands of pages, as well as took the history directly from the client, period. A physical examination was unable to be performed, period. The patient is a 67-year-old male, height 5'7" tall, weight 160 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 7th of 2020, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. In reference to the automobile accident of May 7th, 2020, the patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was rear-ended at a red light in Michigan City when the other vehicle struck the patient's vehicle in the rear, period. Upon review of records, the apparent wrongdoer admitted to police that he struck the patient while he was trying to avoid hitting traffic cones, period. The patient was jerked, period. The patient hit his head and arm on the vehicle, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, left shoulder, comma, mid back, comma, left hip, comma, as well as headaches, period. He denied loss of consciousness, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still experiencing pain in his neck, comma, lumbar area, comma, left shoulder, comma, as well as memory issues, period. New paragraph. In reference to the lumbar region, he describes the pain as constant, period. It is a sharp, burning, aching pain, period. It radiates down both legs, period. The pain on a good day is 5 out of 10, and a bad day, 9 out of 10, period. In reference to the cervical region, it is described as a constant pain, period. It is sharp, burning, and stabbing, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his left arm with numbness, period. In reference to the left shoulder, it is described as a constant numbness-type pain, period. It radiates down the arm, period. It ranges in intensity from 6 out of 10 on a good day to 9 out of 10 on a bad day, period. In reference to the memory issues, he states the onset was after this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Yard work is affected, period. Cooking is difficult, period. Weightlifting over 10 pounds is problematic, period. He has problems carrying items, period. Sex is affected, period. He is forgetful, period. Sports such as baseball and jogging are affected, period. Weightlifting is affected. Dancing is problematic, period. New paragraph. Medications include gabapentin, comma, Percocet, muscle relaxer, as well as 3 blood pressure medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes gabapentin, Percocet, muscle relaxer. He is presently taking therapy. He is doing stretching exercises, period. He is using a back and neck brace, period. He is using a TENS unit, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals no surgery from a 2021 automobile accident, period. New paragraph, the timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that he was seen at urgent care that day. X-rays and CAT scans were done. The next day or so, he saw his family doctor, Dr. Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, who did an examination and ultimately referred him to physical therapy with more radiographic studies, period. He was seen at other hospitals, including a neurologist with more tests, period. He was referred to orthopedic specialists who apparently advised the possibility of surgery down the road to his lumbar region, period. He had more physical therapy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed that he was involved in an automobile accident in 2021, where he had a fracture of his nose, injury to his left clavicle, low back was aggravated, period. Memory issues were aggravated, period. Headaches were aggravated, period. He was also having pain in his left shoulder and left hip, period. He had no prior serious automobile accidents other than in 2013. His vehicle was totaled by a semi and had bulging discs in his neck and low back with some residual pain that was occurring prior to the automobile accidents of 2020 and 2021, period. The automobile accidents, including this one of 2020 and the following one of 2021, caused aggravation of his cervical and lumbar pain that was noted in the automobile accident of 2013, period. The patient states that he had not had any significant prior pain or injury to the left shoulder before the 2020 accident, period. The patient has no history of severe work injuries, period. In August of 22, he is involved in an automobile accident without serious injury, period. This was a rear-end type injury. He was seen at urgent care without significant treatment, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that he is self-employed, selling shoes and clothing, period. As a result of this accident, he needs to work less hours and requires assistance at times, period. At this time, I'm going to comment on some of the pertinent studies noted. As I mentioned, I reviewed multiple records into the thousands of pages, period. Record of surgery, December 9th, 2020. Procedure done was transforaminal epidural steroid injection, L4, L5. The post-op diagnosis was lumbar radiculopathy. Records dated April 3rd, 2019. This is a note. Stating history of the present illness, patient to clinic with persistent low back, buttocks pain, period. The pain does radiate down both legs, period. Assessment one, lumbar radiculopathy, spondylosis of the lumbar region, myofascial pain, low back pain, and sacroiliitis. Progress note by Dr. Yano, that's Y-A-N-O, dated January 8th, 2019. Patient returns to clinic with persistent low back buttocks pain, period. Notes from May 11th, 2020 by Dr. Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Assessment is right hip joint pain, left hip joint pain, driver of pickup truck or van injured in collision with motor vehicle in traffic accident, period, backache, period, low back pain, period, cervical algia, that's C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A, period, lumbar radiculopathy, period. Chief complaint is he is here to be evaluated after a motor vehicle accident one day ago with pain as listed in HPI. History of the illness, he was in the lane on Woodland, W-O-O-D-L-A-N-D, headed south, stopped at a red light at US 20 and was hit from behind by a truck, period. His neck and his upper and lower back hurt, as does his left hip and anterior and lateral thigh. Then at the left knee, traveled down the lateral lower left leg, period. He has not gone to ER because he was afraid he may be exposed to COVID. Abnormalities were noted on examination in the cervical area. Cervical pain was elicited. A foraminal compression test caused pain to radiate to the left arm. Ankle jerk reflex was abnormal, period. Several radiographic studies were done. May 9th, 2020, x-rays of the lumbar spine were negative for fracture. X-rays of the thoracic spine were negative for fracture. X-rays of the cervical spine was negative for fracture. X-rays of the hip bilaterally showed moderate bilateral hip osteoarthritis, slightly progressed when compared to the 2016 examination period. Physical therapy progress notes dated June 3rd, 2020. History of present condition. This patient presents to PT with complaints of pain in multiple locations, comma, cervical left greater than right side, comma, left anterior shoulder slash plexus, comma, bilateral thoracic spine, comma, bilateral lumbar spine, comma. He notes radiating pain into the bilateral upper extremities, left greater than right, and he also has radiating pains into the bilateral legs to the calves, period. The patient reports he was in a motor vehicle accident on May 7th, 2020, where he was hit from behind, period. Notes, noted by Dr. Hader, that's H-A-I-D-E-R, on May 12th, 2020, states the patient to the clinic with persistent low back buttocks pain, radiates down both legs. His pain is constant and can be severe. Examination was abnormal in the lumbar area. Bilateral paraspinal spasm, comma, paraspinal tenderness, comma, severe, comma, lower, comma, lumbar, period. Cervical spine, bilateral tender, paraspinal muscles, period. Thoracic spine, tenderness to palpation at the mid-thoracic level, comma, tenderness to palpation at the thoraco-lumbar junction, period. Assessment was lumbar radiculopathy, comma, spondylosis of lumbar spine, comma, myofascial pain, comma, low back pain, comma, sacroiliitis, comma, and cervical spondylosis, period. After review of all the records, I have found that all is treatment as it relates to the automobile accident of May 7th, 2020 was all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel is number one. Lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, and sacroiliitis, period. Number two, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number three, left shoulder trauma and strain. Number four, thoracic strain, comma, sprain, comma, and pain. Number five, bilateral hip strain and pain. Number six, memory issues, period. The above six diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of May 7th, 2020, period. Diagnoses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are an aggravation of prior medical conditions and injuries, period. Diagnosis number 6 of the memory issues was primarily caused by this automobile accident of May 7th, 2020, period. New paragraph. As a result of these injuries, the patient does have permanent impairment of multiple areas that are contributed to by the automobile accident of May 7th, 2020, period. As mentioned above, multiple areas were injured in the past from prior medical and other injuries, period. New paragraph. As a patient ages, he will be more susceptible to arthritis in his back and hip regions, as well as his left shoulder, that are partially contributed by this automobile accident of May 7th of 2020, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will involve neuropsychiatric treatment for his memory issues, period. I would estimate the cost as it relates to the automobile accident of May 7th of 2020 to be approximately $5,000, period. The patient can benefit by more physical therapy to try to minimize his pain, period. The patient will be more susceptible and probably will require lumbar surgery at a later date. That certainly was contributed to by the automobile accident of May 7th of 2020, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. A physical examination was unable to be performed, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are both based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.